How would you like to win a $50 gift certificate to Concordia Publishing House? There are two ways you can win. One, write the best invitation to your Facebook friends to become fans at the Issues Etc. Facebook page. Or two, invite the most friends to become fans at our Facebook page. Send an email to contest@issuesetc.org with the text of your invitation and the number of friends you invited. We'll give away the CPH gift certificates October 1st. Invite your Facebook friends to become our fans today. All right, now it's time to pick our blog of the week. We actually pick two. Jeff picks one. I pick one, usually because we cannot agree on which one we'd pick together. We are reading your blogs. We really, truly are. And the ones we are reading all have the Issues Etc. widget. You can find it at our website, issuesetc.org. At the bottom of the support page, you'll find the widget. Put it at your blog and then send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. We'll start reading your blog, and maybe one of these Fridays, we'll pick yours as Issues Etc. Blog of the Week.
Mine is Pastor Greg Alms' Incarnatus Est. It's a blog post titled, "We Will Create Such a Great Disturbance in Your Belly." Luther on the victory of Christ over the devil and death and the victory of Christ over the same. Here's the quote. "But Christ came forth alive from the grave, in which he lay and destroyed and consumed both devil and death, who had devoured him. He tore the devil's belly and hell's jaws asunder and ascended into heaven, where he is now seated in eternal life and glory. Therefore devour us if you can, or hurl us into the jaws of death. You will soon see and feel what you have done. We, in turn, will create such a great disturbance in your belly and make such an egress through your ribs that you will wish you had rather devoured a tower, yes, an entire forest." My pick for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week, Pastor Greg Alms' Incarnatus Est.
My pick for the week comes from a regular guest here on the program. It's Pastor Charles Lehman. He has a great blog called Drowning Myself Whenever I Can, A Lutheran Plot to Take Over the World. Has some very interesting banner art, too, that I like a lot. Charles Lehman blogged recently, provocatively titled, "Glenn Beck is an Antichrist," and he actually makes the case. You should go and read it for yourself, but here's just a snippet of my pick for blog of the week. Let's be absolutely clear. When a Mormon preaches and Christians say amen, we have a spiritual crisis on our hands. Mormons believe, teach, and confess that Jesus and Satan are brothers. They deny the virgin birth. They think the fall into sin was a good thing, and they believe that if you're faithful to Mormon teaching, you can become a god with your eternally pregnant wife and populate your own planet. They are not in any way a Christian church body. That a prominent Mormon has convinced at least 300,000 or so people that he, a professed Mormon, is a Christian, is a satanic victory of unparalleled proportions. I tend to agree with him. You can read the whole blog post. We'll have both Jeff's pick and my pick at our website tonight, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand.
Helen in Austin, Texas votes. She says, "If the ball lasts 6 months, it's an office expense. If you are feeling better because of it, it's worth it." And Ron writes, "Todd should charge the chair to LPR.
Okay. Well, see, those are the listeners' votes, but I got the director of business operations looking at me, and if I charged it to LPR, I'd never hear the end of it. But you know what it would do? It would kind of free up some of our chair dilemmas around here. We do a lot of chair juggling, and it's actually easier to roll the ball around than it is to roll the chair around. But I'm going to do it. I mean, one way or the other, even if I have to pay for it myself. I just haven't picked out the color yet. The only thing I won't be able to do is lean back. But I can't do that in this chair anymore anyway, because when I lean back, it makes all sorts of noise.
Are you having back problems or something?
No, not at all. It's supposed to be a very, if you have to sit for long periods of time, which I do.
But you're not here very long.
That's true.
that's why I asked the question.
But for me, it's a long period of time. But I'm just warning you guys, because I'm going to do it, and I know you guys are going to make fun of me, and I know that you're going to take a picture of it, and I know that the listeners are going to make fun of me. I'm just warning everybody, for health reasons, I'll be sitting on a ball
if Craig makes
in the
fun
near
you,
future.
Craig makes fun of you, just say, who chose use the Lionel Richie Hello bump music. Enough said.
That's right. Argument over. Hour 2 in 7 minutes.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.